Richard, it may be a bit too early to say the Dean Ryan influence is having its effect, but what a great way to start the season to get Worcester Warriors into the finals of the JP Morgan Premiership Rugby Sevens for the first time.
Yeah, I think last Thursday was really a statement of what we've been doing. We've been working hard for each other the last 8 or 9 weeks in pre-season, really grafting under Dean Ryan. When you come in, it's like a new club, basically, being there. So everyone's working to try and impress the new coaches, new group of lads. So, yeah, I'm just really happy with the end turnout in the end.
Mind you, when we start this tournament, we never know the form guide because there isn't a form guide. Worcester now, though, have actually put their flag up on the mast and said, this is us. So it's going to be a little more difficult, I suspect, this Friday.
Yeah, I think it's a difficult one, especially as the teams are going to be, some teams are going to change quite a bit from the teams we've seen last week. So it all depends on how we turn up. I think the way we turned out, and we've got pretty similar teams to last Friday, I think we'll definitely be looking to be competitive and try and get two wins and get through to the final. Then who knows, at the final, get a win.
I was going to say, last week, not only did you go 3 from 3, but you got 15-point max. So you couldn't have done any more at Kingsham.
No, we looked, obviously we've got quite a young squad, apart from myself and Paul Hodgson, and we looked to like spread wide and we got like gas out wide, so we were always going to, I think we always thought we were going to score tries. I think our defence is what got us through the three games. Obviously towards the end of the games, every three games we started conceding. Hopefully we can chop that out for next week, but yeah, it was exciting and I think a lot of the boys are happy after last Thursday.
You mentioned Paul Hodgson. I mean, Dodge has been around the Premiership for, it feels like, a couple of centuries, but how invaluable is it to have that voice coming at you from wherever on the field?
Yeah, he doesn't stop talking, which is good, because especially the younger lads, to look up and see someone with like the England caps he's got and the experience you mentioned, he's been around for ages. And he brings an experience and a knowledge that like a lot of the boys can only hope to. Like, if I know half as much as he knows when Tom is his age, I mean, you like that. But he is very experienced, and like, it's good to have him along, and he brings a lot to the squad.
You talk about experience. You've got a fair amount of experience with England Sevens. Was it Hong Kong last year and another tournament? So your knowledge of the way the game should be played, and let's face it, it's a different game now, Sevens, than when it used to be the Middlesex Sevens and people just turned up and threw the ball about, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the way Sevens is going, it's moving a lot away from the people who can do the Sevens then the 15s. I think the Sevens boys are becoming like different athletes. You get like tall, like the forwards are quite trimmed down in comparison to like the Samisi Tuilagas of the Premiership, and you wouldn't catch them on the series. I think they'd be exposed. Everyone's got to be a lot faster and a lot fitter and thinner, kind of more thinner, more lean, yeah, to play internationals. But I think the experience is just, it's quite good to bring back to the boys, but I don't dwell on it too much. I just try and get on with it.
Pleased to be playing up against your last team, Leicester Tigers, so soon after leaving them?
Yeah, it'd be good to play against a couple of old faces. I mean, just try and get the W. I'll tell you if it was good after the game. I'm sure there'll be a couple of flying boots and then a couple of rocks from them. We'll see how it goes.
As much as you want to win, obviously, who do you think will be the chief favourites, perhaps, for this JP Morgan Premiership Rugby Sevens?
I think after us, I think Quinns look quite lively down at the Allianz Park. We kept an eye on them and we'll see how it goes. I don't know what the groups are yet. I think it's us, Leicester and Quinns in a group. But yeah, I think we should do all right. Newcastle looked pretty handy when they won theirs. But Quinns, I think, if not us.